This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A Champaign-based company is helping farmers predict the future. Agribull, a company that was started by farmers, provides growers with database tools to help increase productivity, efficiency, and sustainability. Their newest technology is something called the Green Means Go Map, which is available on the Illinois Corn Growers Association website. This morning, we'll hear from Agribull's Director of Sales, Jason Little, about the map and about other services that Agribull has to offer.
Really, Agribull got its start back in the late 90s, doing a lot of spatial rainfall consulting. So it was basically a grower or an elevator would have given us a number of geo-reference points, and then after a rainfall event, that rainfall amount would be recorded and sent out. And a lot of times it was displayed on another company's website. It was always kind of in the background. A few years ago, 2 years ago or so, we decided to make a grower-facing tool. And from that, the Morning Farm Report was born. So that's our platform, and that's kind of how we got started. So we've been around a lot longer than anybody thinks. We've just been Agribull here for a couple years.
Well, I want to talk some more about what exactly it is that you do. I know you use a lot of data and technology, and I also find it interesting your staff is made up of some farmers as well. So maybe dive into that a little bit deeper.
Sure. We really are we're an ag company that kind of pivoted over into data. And what I mean by that is Chris, one of our founders, our CEO, grew up sod farm out in New Jersey. Bill Northcott, who developing a lot of our cropping models and has written a lot of that side of things, also one of the founders. He's a sixth-generation grower from Onarga, Illinois. I actually grew up on a dairy farm in central Illinois. Believe it or not, there used to be dairy farms in central Illinois. So, yeah, there's a lot of diesel and dirt in our blood. And, you know, we really are growers ourselves, and we're building tools that growers would use.
And I think from what I've read about the company, what's unique about you guys is that you are predicting things, not just gathering data and using that to make future decisions, but you're kind of saying, hey, this is what's probably going to happen on your farm.
That's correct. I mean, we do predictive analytics, long-range weather forecasting, crop modeling, and there's a lot of companies in this space, and it's a really noisy space, but one of the things that makes us unique, I guess, is that we have made that jump to the predictive side of things. So out of all the companies in this space, you know, every one of them can tell you what happened. There's a couple of them that are very good at telling you what's happening in real time. We really are kind of that only one that has made that jump to what is going to happen over the next, you know, 2 weeks. And the reason for that, you know, everything that we do in farming is reactive. We're always making decisions based off of what happened yesterday or what happened, you know, last week or last month or even last year. The ability to be proactive about it, you know, to where we can start to say, you know, there's an 85% probability that that specific field is going to have gray leaf spot in 2 weeks. Okay, now that gives us an opportunity to go out, do some heavy scouting, and start to have a plan in place before that disease comes on and starts robbing yield. Or be able to see that, you know, it's the first week of June, but I can see that this cornfield is going to be 45 pounds short of nitrogen by the end of the season. Being able to see those types of things and actually make decisions and data-driven agronomic decisions, I think is going to be a huge benefit to growers going forward.
Well, I definitely agree. Who could argue with, you know, having these predictions to help you make decisions, cost savings, yield benefits, just the overall health of the crop. So if a farmer is interested in working with you, what are the steps that they need to take to start receiving this information and working with someone from Agribull?
The easiest way is to go to morningfarmreport.com. We also have a number of partners throughout the industry, people that we've partnered with. You know, we've got a partnership with ADM on their crop insurance side. So If a grower is using ADM crop insurance, you know, some of the basic weather forecasting and the hail reporting that we do, that's available to them through their ADM crop insurance agent. We've got a really neat thing going right now, too, with Illinois corn growers, where they can get a 90-day free trial looking at tractor time so that they can see soil workability and they can see what those predicted 4-inch soil temperatures could be.
Is there any sort of cost related to this? I'm assuming there is, but you talk about the Morning Farm Report being a website. Does that cost vary to each specific operation? Or?
No, really what that is it is a subscription-based, $2,000 a year, regardless of acres. So, you know, if you've got 1,000 acres, if you've got 4,000 acres, you know, it's just a flat subscription rate. And it is, like you said, it is web-based, but we also know that a grower is not going to log onto a website every morning to see this information, especially when it's time to go. So what we've done is we've developed a morning email. It comes out around 5 o'clock every morning. That's really where the name Morning Farm Report kind of came from. And it's right there on my phone or my iPad. I can scroll through it. I can see each one of my fields. I can see where that is crop growth page. I can see what the yield, weather limited yield is going to be on that field. I can see the workability. Can I get in that field today? Could I go and do something? And then rainfall and a number of other things are all listed in that email.
Well, sounds like really a great opportunity and definitely has some benefits for those farmers that choose to use your services. Something else that I saw recently that you worked with the Illinois Corn Growers Association on, it was called the Green Means Go Map, this relating to fall anhydrous application. So if you could, Jason, just fill us in on what that map is.
Sure. So working with Illinois Corn Growers, and, you know, like I said, there is a free trial of our service through them. What that map is we've gone through and we've kind of aggregated by county what that average soil temperature is. And it's not granular enough, really, for a grower to go in and be able to say, yes, my field is, you know, I'm at 49 degrees, I'm good to go. So they can go in and they can actually put their own fields in and really see that. But the idea behind it was that, you know, as an industry, we need to start being responsible in how we use nitrogen. We would rather regulate ourselves than have it regulated for us. So it really is important that we're doing the right thing for the environment. We're doing the right thing for the growers. You know, that's really where that idea came from.
And is that also something that's available online?
Yeah, the actual Green Means Go is available on the Illinois Corn Growers website. And then there's a link there to a trial if a grower wanted to set up an account and see their individual farms versus just county averages.
Sounds like another great tool that farmers can use. Jason, is there anything about Agribull that I haven't asked or anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I would love to. You know, the one thing that I really am proud of, and it's really kind of an ingenious thing that the guys there at Agribull have done, that we've done. I'd love to take credit for it if I could, but the idea was mine. You know, in order to do everything that we do, whether it's modeling yield, whether it's modeling nitrogen and phosphorus, anything like that, you have to know how much water is moving through that soil profile. A number of other companies have gone the way of putting out sensors or weather stations. What we've done is we've actually developed a free app available on Android or iOS called Pocket Rain Gauge. And what it does is it will, when I hit the button on the app, it'll take the GPS coordinates of my phone and then tell me how much rain has fallen there in the past 24 hours. What makes it really unique is that we then give you the ability and we ask you, are we right or wrong? If we're wrong, tell us how much actually fell. And so what we're doing there is we're crowdsourcing information, and we are a very fact-based, science-based company, so we built these little checks into the system. You know, every time it rains, we get 50 to 75,000 data points telling us how that rainfall prediction model is performing. We've got that on 45,000 devices across the U.S. right now. We're closing in on our billionth use so far this year. And we're being told that model is correct 96.2% of the time. So we're pretty proud of that.
Jason Little of the Champaign, Illinois-based Agrible. And for more information about their services, you can visit the morningfarmreport.com. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.